Republican leaders describe the perpetual gambling agreement negotiated by the Doyle administration with the Potawatomi as a raw deal for the state. In trying to prove this point, they release confidential figures from a failed agreement rejected by the McCallum administration. Assembly Speaker John Gard contends the documents show the Potawatomi would have offered the state $78 million more over the next 3 years than the current deal.
The Doyle Compact that's signed forever gives us a reduced return on the dollars Wisconsin taxpayers would see, whereas a 10-year compact that was offered by the tribe to McCallum administration would have seen a significant increase in more money to the state of Wisconsin than the Doyle plan.
But Doyle's administration secretary, Mark Morata, says gambling profits cited by Speaker Gard are too high. Therefore, payments to the state would be lower.
Make no mistake about it. These are just wildly out of line, and it's a complete misrepresentation to the public. And you know, frankly, he ought to apologize for that. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not just, you know, blatantly misinforming the public. I think he's been a little misled and probably rushed to judgment on this.
Morata says the current gaming compact, not the one rejected by the previous administration, provides more money to the state, at least initially. Potawatomi District Attorney Jeff Crawford says it's not just about money, though. Tribal Gaming provides 35,000 jobs.
We want to bring another 20,000 jobs online in the state of Wisconsin. There isn't an industry in the state of Wisconsin that is standing up and saying that we will do that right now. Show it to me. I mean, it's not there.
Crawford notes that federal rules allowing gaming compacts with states say profits should benefit tribal development, not necessarily state coffers. However, he says tribes can do both by getting longer agreements. That's why they're willing to increase payments to the state five times what they are now. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.